Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a man who knows all about covering drafts. His are football. He's Scott Petrak, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. Scott, Cavs have the number three pick. What would Andrew Berry do with the number three pick?
We'd take a left tackle.
I like that. How are you? How has the dust settled since minicamp?
Yeah, I think I'm still kind of reflecting on everything we saw out there. Now, the practices weren't super intense. You know, there wasn't contact, no pads. But I thought there was plenty to see. It was good to see some of the new guys. First time seeing Jadeveon Clowney and Tackers McKinley among that defensive line group. First time we'd seen the starting offense this offseason. So I think there was a lot to take in and a lot to get excited about.
How about Odell Beckham Jr.? What did you think there?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you have to start, right? And
yeah,
I know we've talked about it and everybody's talked about it from the softball game to Kevin Stefanski, but seeing him on the field doing what Odell does just 7 months after ACL surgery is remarkable. And I know, you know, we're talking about the best athletes in the world, but he separates himself from some of the other guys, and whether that's through hard work or just having a resilient body and incredible athletic gifts, I think it was on display again last week, just watching him run, and he looked fast and he could jump and he just looked like Odell, and that's not normal. And, you know, hopefully he stays healthy, right? Browns have not seen him completely healthy in the 2 years he's been here, but if he's able to be healthy, I really just think that gives the offense the chance to be incredibly explosive and dynamic and take it to another level where maybe it's on par with, you know, an offense like the Chiefs.
Scott, I agree with you completely. You know, that guy was so good in his first years in New York, and it's been a while for him. I ask this, you know, with my fingers crossed that he can become the guy that he was once before. That's tough to do in the NFL after a number of years. Do you think he can do it? And he's not the biggest guy in the world. Is his slight build, and I say slight based only on, you know, look, he's not DK Metcalf. How about that?
Right.
But he's not the biggest wide receiver ever. Do you think he can get back to that level and stay there?
Yeah, that's interesting. See, I don't think his injuries have really been from a lack of size. You know, he took the low shot from, you know, Breann Body Calhoun in that preseason game, and he attributes that to the leg injury he had with the Giants, you know, and then it was a core muscle injury, and then the ACL. So, you know, I don't think it's, man, this guy's just getting beat up too much, which to me is a good thing that that's not the issue. I don't know if he can ever get back to being the Odell from those first 3 or 4 years. But on this offense, I don't think he has to be. I think he just has to be close to that. You know, if he's 90% of that, I think that's plenty on an offense that has Jarvis Landry and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And I think he's still young enough to get to that 90 or 95%. And if you get, quote-unquote, Odell Beckham Jr. performances 4 times next season, and one of those is in a playoff game, I think that's what you need from the Browns. And all I have to do is flash back to that Cowboys game a year ago when he took over. So it's still in him. I don't think the ACL changes that. And if you get him, if you get those kind of games where he wins a game by himself, that's huge. And if you can get him that to happen in January or February, then you're talking about what could be a special season.
Scott, a little bit of talk over the last 2 days about Baker Mayfield's contract. If you were Baker, would you sign now? I don't know that I would.
You know, I think we brought it up before, and it's interesting. And I think it was Jeff saying it's hard to turn down $35 million a year, right? So whatever that guarantee
right,
would
yes.
be, if somebody came to you and said, we'll guarantee you $100 million to sign right now, it's hard to turn that down. So that's always in the back of my mind. And with that in the back of my mind, I would say, yes, I would sign the deal now. But, you know, Baker has money and he's got endorsements. And, you know, the odds are good that he's going to have a chance to make more money on this contract if he waits a year. So I would understand if he did that. I also think there's a scenario where, you know, the Browns make an offer and Baker says, you know what, I'm looking for this and I can wait. And the Browns say, you know what, we'll come close to that number right now just so we get this taken care of, so we get salary cap certainty. So, you know, I don't know if that number is 38 or 40 or 42 a year, but I could see the Browns coming close to what Baker would ask for a year from now, and they get it taken care of. So, you know, I think there's a lot of moving pieces, and I could see Baker saying, hey, you offer me, you know, and I'm using these numbers as ballpark numbers, but I could see the Browns saying, okay, we think $35 million is the right number right now. And Baker says, if I play great next year and we go to the Super Bowl and I go to the Pro Bowl, I'm going to make $45 million. And that's, you know, over a five-year contract, that's $50 million. I could see that both sides saying, you know what, we're better off waiting. We'll have more certainty about where your market value is a year from now. So I could also see it playing out that way.
All right, let me throw this one at you. I know the answer to it, but I want to hear you say it. If Tom Brady, for years, doesn't take market value for the good of the team, should Baker Mayfield do the same thing?
That's so hard, Jeff.
I agree completely. I just wanted to hear you say it.
No, I'm going to say no, and I haven't researched this, but my guess is Tom Brady started taking less than market value after he originally got market value.
Yeah.
And had made his money and was Tom Brady. You know, you don't see a lot of guys take below market when they sign their first big contract. And this would be Baker's first big contract. Now, you know, could you construct the contract in a way that helps the team? Sure, whatever that is. You front-load it or you back-load it, whatever helps the salary cap and allows Andrew Berry to keep Nick Chubb and to keep Denzel Ward. I could see Baker, you know, kind of making those concessions. I don't see him taking $10 million less a year to help the franchise out. I just – that's not how the NFL works, and I'm not sure that's how the NFL should work because – you know, you often see – I mean, it's not like the Browns have spent every dollar of their salary cap for the last decade. They haven't. They've rolled over a ton. So if they have the money and haven't spent it, why should Baker say, you know what, I'm gonna leave some money on the table so you guys can spend it elsewhere? I get that maybe fans would want that, and it sounds altruistic, but it just doesn't seem realistic.
If I'm Baker, there's no way I'm doing it.
Well, there you go.
I just wanted to hear what you had to say about it, and I agree with you.
Yeah. Scott, I know you touched on Jadeveon Clowney for a second there. I mean, how good – I hate to ask these questions because I know he's just wearing a helmet and shorts. But, I mean, were you impressed? Was it – and the thought of him and Myles Garrett together?
I was. It was nice to see Clowney on the field, right? It's the first time we'd seen him. It's the first time anybody's really seen him since he had the surgery to repair the torn meniscus in December. So I think you needed kind of – the Browns coaches needed visual confirmation. Okay, this is – we got a healthy guy here. We've seen him on the field. He looked explosive. Yes, you know, no pads, but he did look good. And you start thinking about, okay, well, you know, you line him and Miles up on 3rd and 10. It's going to be hard for defenses to stop those guys. So, you know, when I look at the D-line as a whole, I see a lot of depth. I see a lot of talent. But I also – there's also questions there, right? Clowney has not stayed healthy his whole career. If he gets hurt, then how do you feel about it? You know, there's a drop-off to Tack McKinley. At least I would expect there to be a drop-off to Tack McKinley. And, all right, is McKinley and Garrett enough? Maybe. But, you know, obviously now there's more pressure on Miles. And there's more pressure on McKinley to take advantage when Miles is drawing all the double and triple teams. You know, you look inside. You know, I really like Malik Jackson. You know, you have Andrew Billings, who's a run stuffer, but not a pass rush guy. So who steps up there? You know, Jordan Elliott, the third-round pick from a year ago, was really quiet last year. You need him to take a step up. To me, it feels like the D-line has all this potential. And talk about dominance. And Clowney compared him to the 2019 49ers D-line. But it also feels like you're kind of an injury or a guy underachieving from saying, hey, do we really have the necessary pieces to be as good as we want to be at such a pivotal spot? So I'm going to be fascinated to see how that plays out. And it starts with, number one, Myles Garrett being healthy and being a defensive player of the year type guy. And then number two is, can Clowney stay healthy and really complement Myles Garrett?
You know, I think it's a sweet spot for Jadeveon Clowney. Because maybe for the first time in his career, Scott, you know, when he was in Houston, well, he was the number one overall pick. Right. You know, so there's tons of spotlight, tons of pressure. Then he goes to Seattle. He's supposed to be a big, you know, big-time addition to a big defense. And that didn't really work. And then Tennessee, he gets hurt, and they were really expecting big things, and they paid big money. Here he's an addition to a defense, one of many additions, to a defense that's already based around – if not the best, one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. The spotlight's not going to be quite as bright on him, and I don't think the pressure is going to be quite as strong on him. And that could be just perfect for him.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And, you know, we've only talked to Jadeveon twice, but that comes through both times we talked to him. He is so anxious for Myles Garrett to draw those double teams that he can't stand it, that he can take advantage of whether it's rushing over a guard or being outside and rushing over the other tackle with the line, with the offensive line, you know, shifted toward Miles. He talked about just wanting to go forward. And for a while, when he was with Houston, they made him play 3-4 outside linebacker and drop back. And he said, I just want to go forward. I don't want to have to think about that other stuff. So I do sense a freedom that Clowney's going to play with and that he feels, and he doesn't feel like the spotlight's only going to be on him because of all the additions you mentioned, and specifically Myles Garrett. So I agree with you, Jeff. To me, it's all about, can he stay healthy? And, you know, we talk about, now it's a 17-game regular season, and you're expecting to play 3 or 4 postseason games. A lot of it's, is he going to be healthy at the right time for this team? And I think you can say the same thing about a lot of guys, you know, even Odell. You know, if Odell wound up missing a couple games early, that's not the end of the world. But you need your best players to be healthy at the end of the season. And that's just such a wild card, but it really sticks out when you mention, you know, Odell and then Clowney.
Scott, I'm just the overall feel of, you know, minicamp and the fact that, you know, there were the OTA guys that didn't come, but then everybody came together last week and just, you know, is there a general good feeling heading into the season? Because, like, I'm reading, like, NFL.com, and they're saying, man, it's the Browns or the Bills to win the Super Bowl. And I'm just like, there's a lot of hype going on still, but I think it's deserved this year compared to 2 years ago.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, you know, we could quibble over, you know, are they 4th on your power rankings? Are they 6th on your power rankings? But they're certainly an AFC Super Bowl contender. There's no doubt about that. And you know what I thought one of the benefits of, or the takeaways from minicamp, was that all the talk about who skipped OTAs and why you're skipping OTAs and J.C. Treader's role with the union, to me that all got taken care of in minicamp. And everybody's on the field together. I sense no hostility. You know, we asked J.C., we asked a bunch of players about that. And I don't feel hostility between the guys who showed up and the guys who didn't show up. They came to an agreement. I don't get a sense of, you know, betrayal from the coaches to the players who didn't show up. You know, they're really complimentary of Baker in where he is and his understanding of the system in year two. And I don't think they would have said that if they felt like Baker really missed out on those couple of weeks of OTAs. So, yeah, I think heading into training camp, out of minicamp, it's a sense of we're in a good spot. Offensively and defensively, coaching staff, everything's in a good spot. It's just a matter of getting to training camp, getting through the preseason, and then getting to the regular season where, you know, you make a couple big plays in the fourth quarter, and I think you have a chance to be a real good team.
Scott, enjoy a couple of down weeks. I'm sure we'll be bugging you, but nothing to cover, just things to think about. We appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.